You know, I had said we're going to take a look at Hard Life. I think we'll do that at a later date. I want to continue with this theme of health matters right now. There's something else that I want you to hear. We're going to look at a couple of things, but first I want us to take a look at health matters from a different medical perspective. You know, we talked about traumatic brain injury and Alzheimer's earlier in the week. And we were talking about something that has to do with health now, has to do with our minds and our health, the impact that our thinking can have on our physical health. I want to look at it from a different take all over again. Courtesy of Seeker.com, I'd like for us to take a listen to Dominguez as he talks about, well, the chips that might be able to make us healthier by dealing with illnesses in our bodies. I know some of you have been thinking about this. Let's take a listen. And as we listen, when we come to the end of this, let's have a discussion. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you feel.
Television shows like Black Mirror put us in a robotic dystopian future. But what if instead we have a real-life microscopic robotic future where they explore my digestive system? I don't know which is more awesome, actually. Let's introduce microscale magnetic tumbling robots, or microtums. These 400 to 800 micron long tiny bots are designed to deliver a specific drug to a specific place in your body. Imagine taking a pill filled with these instead of just filled with powdered chemicals. See, when you take a normal pill, the medication just sort of dissipates all over the place, hopefully hitting the prescribed target. But some things are harder to find. Think a 1 centimeter peptic ulcer in a 10 meter gastrointestinal tract. It becomes a needle in a haystack. And these robots are designed to navigate your gastrointestinal haystack. The human body is vastly complex, and the robots will be facing tough resistance toward their destination, so mobility inside of your body is key. As you can see, there isn't much room for a battery or wires inside of the bot, which is fine because they're actually powered from the outside using magnetic fields. The idea is, once you've ingested these little guys, their two magnetic ends, which are embedded with neodymium iron boron particles, are paired with a constantly rotating magnetic field, and then the microtums can be set in their course to tumble over the bumps and trenches that exist inside your body. The tumbling motion of these robots plays an important role because the tumbling allows the bot to be in constant contact with the surfaces inside of you. The robots are versatile and malleable, and in most cases have autonomous motion capabilities. But it's not actually easy designing things that are this small. Engineers have to understand forces that only exist on a scale of microns, like van der Waals forces, which are a little complicated to explain right now, but are an attraction between molecules that could, along with electrostatic forces, stop these robots in their tracks. The microtum researchers were able to model those forces in their lab and create a tumbling solution which keeps the robots moving. Once they roll their way to a problem, the bots can release the drug they're carrying and hopefully make you all better. But scientists at Caltech are thinking about a slightly different medical micro solution. They're working on smart pills, which are also microns in length, but instead of just tumbling around to deliver drugs, they are microchips that serve as wardens of our body, flowing through to monitor our health from the inside. Things like pH and temperature, pressure and sugar concentrations could all be relayed back to a doctor to help with diagnosis. No matter which of these tiny things find their way into the medical market, the future is definitely small. Special thanks to Domain.com for sponsoring this episode of Seeker.
What do you think about that? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? So, for example, your thoughts. You may be thinking, that is intriguing. You may have questions as you think. You may be thinking, I wonder if those little microchips can cause even the tiniest of cuts as they tumble through our bodies. Is it possible for the tumblers, the microtumblers, the microtums to get lost en route to whichever part of our body they're going to? What are the chances that they can leave some of the drug behind, just kind of spill out a t- tiny bit here and a tiny bit there as they tumble their way to the designated part of the body, the destination. What thoughts do you have? What feelings do you have? Do you have any fears, for example, afraid that maybe this is something that will become very, very commonplace, even though you may not want it to become commonplace? And the microtons might be the way to go, even for people who don't want to go with that flow. You're concerned that, I wonder if they could, here's a thought, I wonder if they could put something in that microton other than the drug that's supposed to cure whatever is ailing us and thereby cause other problems for us and blame it on some mishap. And then what you feel in a case like that, fear again, and trepidation. You might want to even resist that type of situation from coming up. What do you think? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Okay, thought I'd just share that food for thought with you. Now let's take a look at some ways that we can go about the business of making changes that we can stay with. You know, sometimes we make those changes and we're feeling all excited. We're gung-ho. We are really feeling good about our decision, and rightfully so. But sometimes the best intentions. So I want to share with you, courtesy of WebMD, some ways that we can go about the business of making changes that we will stick with. Now, I'll be making a statement or asking a question, and then I'll let you know whether you answer true, false, or if it's a multiple choice, what your options are. So here's your pop quiz for helping us develop some stick-to-itiveness. First one, it's best to keep your goals quiet in order to prevent public failure. It's best to keep your goals quiet in order to prevent public failure. Is that true or false? Well, the correct answer for that one is false. Don't go it alone. Reach out and talk to someone. Get a workout buddy. Look for support groups or classes. Tell a friend or a family member about your plan. Having support can help you keep on track. Sharing your challenges and successes make the work easier and less scary. You may want to be selective about who you choose to share your dreams with, but be selective. Share them. All right, numero dos. You want to break 3 habits. And here are your choices. You're going to tell me which is better to do. You want to break 3 habits. It's best to, number 1, stop them all at once while you're motivated, or number 2, quit one at a time. Again, you want to break 3 habits. It's best to, number 1, stop them all at once while you're motivated, or quit one at a time. I'll give you the answer in just a few.